Hi guys. Today I want to talk about 6 mistakes that people make with Google Ads when they first start with setting up their campaigns. I am going to say I have been guilty of some of these mistakes, or most definitely have been guilty of most of these mistakes when I first started out with Google Ads. But after spending so much money on the wrong keywords, I quickly learned what the right way to do keyword research was. And I want to save you guys a little bit of hassle and money when you get ready to set up your Google ad campaigns. Or if you're doing them yourself, or you're getting a professional like me to set them up for you, these are the 6 things that you most definitely want to be conscious of when you're setting up your Google ad account. So the first thing is you have 3 types of keywords. You have broad match, phrase match, and exec match. As of July 2021, Google eliminated broad match modifier keywords, so they will now serve like phrase match keywords. And so what this means is you only have those 3 types to choose from. When people start saying, when they first set their campaigns up, most people go for broad match keywords, and this will target any of the words that you have in that broad match, which means that if you are using a term like cat house, it could, when somebody searches for a cat or a house, it could show up for either one of those terms. So it's very broad in what you get. You will get shown for synonyms in the Google search. You will get shown for words that probably have nothing to do with your business. That you want to eliminate that wasted ad spend and find phrase match or exact match keywords that fit your business. So the first mistake that people make using broad match keywords and not using phrase match or exact match keywords for their campaigns. The second mistake people make is not using descriptive keywords that fit their business. You want to use very specific keywords, and you want to focus the keywords on a specific landing page. And we're going to talk about that in a few seconds. But why do you want to use very descriptive keywords? Well, if you're selling multiple products, then you don't want to get caught where you're using 2,000 keywords in a single ad group and it gets messy and you don't know what product you're selling for that ad group or that campaign. You want to make sure you keep your campaigns and your ad groups very structured. So the second, not using descriptive keywords. The third mistake that people make with their Google ad account, in particular with keywords, is that they use keywords for low to no searches. You want to be very particular about this because Google has a minimum, and they don't tell us the minimum for the number of searches that they will serve a keyword for. So you need to understand that if a keyword has a very low or no to search, that keyword would not serve. So the way you're going to be able to tell is when you go add all your keywords to your ad group, Google will say if the keywords are eligible or ineligible to serve. And they're going to say if they're ineligible, one of the reasons will be that it's ineligible is because they're very low searches for this particular keyword. So be very wary of that. And you want to eliminate those keywords from your campaigns and your ad groups because they don't serve any purpose. As a matter of fact, they can bring down your quality score if you leave those keywords in your ad groups. So that's a tip to eliminate those bad keywords. The fourth mistake people make is adding too many keywords to their campaigns or their ad groups. You don't need to add 2,000 keywords to an ad group. You only need to add anywhere, I would say, I would max out at 100, and depending on what the particular ad group is about or what the theme of that ad group is, I would say max of 50, because you really don't need that many keywords. When you go over that many keywords and they're not serving, they're not doing your ad group any good, again, it's bringing down your quality score. The fifth mistake that people make with their Google ad account is not using tightly knit keywords in their ad groups. So say you're a plumber, or you own a beauty salon, or you're in e-commerce. Let's just take e-commerce for example. If you have an e-commerce store and you're selling women's clothing, and you have a line for dresses, and that in your dresses you have 8 different styles, but in that one ad group you're trying to list every type of dress, you don't need to do that. What you need to do is, if you're selling a midi dress or a bodycon dress, is only create keywords for that bodycon dress and land people to a page specifically about bodycon dresses. Don't land them to a page about a knit dress, because simply they're not looking for a knit dress. And if you can get very specific, and if you have enough products, land them to a very specific bodycon page. So if somebody's looking for a blue bodycon dress or a blue bodycon cutout dress, you want to make sure you're landing them to the exact spot on your website where they can find that product or group of products to choose from. This makes your campaign and your ad groups so tightly knit in terms of the keyword strategy, and this will help your quality scores. And what nobody really talks about when I watch a lot of these videos is what we call a quality score. The quality score is from 0, from like 1 to 10, 10 being the best. And there are 3 things that the quality score is based on. They're based on your ads, the expected click-through rate, and they're based on your landing page. Your landing page has the most weight, along, and then ads and your expected click-through rate will have the next weights, okay? So if you can get a landing page with a above average, that can easily put you at a 7 out of 10 for that keyword. And quality scores go into when your keywords go up for bid against competitors. So the person with the highest click-through rate, the best bid, and all these other little ad things that go into the auction is going to win at top spot. And so this is a huge mistake that business make and don't understand, that when I complain about a landing page and I say, can I get a specific landing page for these set of keywords, it's not for my health, it's for your business. And so if you listen to the advice that I give and build those landing pages, you're actually giving the user more of what they're searching for. And that's what Google wants. Are you listening to your customer and what they want and delivering what they want? Okay. So the final thing, or the final keyword mistake that people make, is believing that every keyword is their money keyword. You want every keyword, and I understand you want to try to find as much business as possible, but in reality, all of your keywords are not going to be your money makers. You're going to have what I've heard in the industry, an 80-20 rule. The 80% of your keywords that you use are going to be crap keywords. People just search and they don't convert. The other 20% will be the best keywords that you ever have, and this will be your money. That will be the ones that make you money. These are the people that are going to convert, they're going to purchase, or the keywords that are going to convert best, the people actually purchasing products for. So if you can find that 20% early on, you can eliminate the other 80% of that wasted ad spend. And really, in reality, that's part of my job, is I find that 20% that converts best and eliminate the other 80%. And it's very detailed work. And if you need assistance or just want to know more about it, email me. It's okay. Or you can just watch more of the videos as I put them out. I think that's all I have for you guys today. If you have questions, most definitely, you know, we're here. Just come on and connect with us at, that's where our email, connectwithus@closet.com. Thanks.